What is up, you wonderful and beautiful people here on this podcast? This is episode 12 of your Daily Sip of Sports with Griff. Today we're going to be talking about what will be happening sometime later today. Today is being the June 20th, 2019, which is the day of the 2019 NBA draft, with some very interesting draft prospects that are going to, after tonight, be on actual NBA teams, helping yet again more teams try to achieve the NBA championship. So, I don't want to keep y'all long and keep y'all listening for what seems like forever. So, I just want to talk about the first five picks and then a little bit of extra stuff. So, the way the first five picks go is with the first pick in the draft, the New Orleans Pelicans have the first pick. Second pick belongs to the Memphis Grizzlies. Third pick belongs to the New York Knicks. The fourth pick belongs to the Lakers, but it got, when they traded Anthony Davis to the Lakers, the Pelicans took the fourth pick, and then the fifth pick is by the Cavaliers. It's definitely has set up the Anthony Davis trade that nobody saw coming. Definitely changed this year's draft for the Pelicans due to the fact that not only do they have the first pick of the draft, but they also have the fourth pick. Things are looking bright for their young core group that they can build around them. Obviously, everybody sees it coming, and I don't see why. I don't see why anybody else would think differently. That I'm almost positive, without a doubt, that with the number one pick, the New Orleans Pelicans will select Zion Williamson. He's got superstar, Hall of Fame, LeBron James-like, Charles Barkley-like, all-star-like, superstar potential, with just seeing highlights after highlights of him in high school, and then at Duke, he went off. And then with the second pick, it's really an interesting pick because Mike Conley was also traded a couple days ago. These past couple days have made the draft get really interesting, where it allows the Grizzlies now to have their point guard position filled. So I'm gonna have to go with what everybody's commonly thinking, and I'm gonna have to go with the fact that I think that with the number two pick, the Grizzlies are going to pick Ja Morant. He's a star. He's a stud. At Murray State, he showed up in a small school that Murray State is. He showed up and showed out. He got the job done, and he did it over and beyond what probably anybody expected him to do. Now, with the number three pick, I feel like, as much as this kind of hurts me to have to be able to see this come, because I really would like to see Zion and RJ, because they both played at Duke, I'd like to see them play again together. But I feel like with the third pick, the New York Knicks are going to pick RJ Barrett. It's a good pick with the New York Knicks in full rebuilding phase after trading away Porzingis and Melo, just leaving and kind of getting out of his prime. It's definitely a rebuilding stage. I feel like RJ Barrett would be one of those really solid pieces that would help fill out their team. And so now with the fourth pick, it's really interesting because I feel like the Lakers, they could have taken a lot of options that they could have honestly taken and could have got a lot out of, with DeAndre Hunter from Virginia and Jarrett Culver from Texas Tech, or Darius Garland from Vanderbilt, or even Cam Reddish from Duke. There's a lot of options the Lakers could have taken, but they decided to go all in for Anthony Davis. So now the Pelicans have the fourth pick. And honestly, there's a lot of top prospects ahead of this guy, but this is just how I feel. This is what I'm thinking. It'll be between these two guys, and I'm going to go with the one that is less probably expected. I think that with the fourth pick, the New Orleans Pelicans are going to pick Cam Reddish. And if I'm wrong on that, I feel like the if they don't take Cam Reddish, then they'll probably take DeAndre Hunter. So I'm interesting to see if come tomorrow if I'm actually right or not. But I'm going to say Cam Reddish, fourth pick. And if not Cam Reddish, it'll be DeAndre Hunter to the New Orleans Pelicans with his old buddy, old pal, Zion Williamson. So with the fifth pick, it is the Cleveland Cavaliers. So obviously the one position they don't really need is the point guard position with newly acquired, as they drafted a point guard last year. They're not really looking to get another point guard. So obviously they would be looking for other positions to be filled with them having Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson being two positions, and they drafted a point guard last year that they're sticking very firm with. So they're probably going to need to go somewhere in the aspect in the sense of a shooting guard. And in a shooting guard, I feel like the pick for them is fairly obvious. He could be a potentially a really good player, and for their team, this is the exact position they need. The Cavaliers need a shooting guard, and in a shooting guard that they could pick that would be have a lot of potential. I think with the fifth pick of the 2019 draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers will pick Jarrett Culver from Texas Tech. We'll have to wait and see, but that's what I feel like. That's where I feel like he's going to go. And that would be my first five picks. I'm not going to go into too many. I'm not going into any other picks because we'd be here forever. But I'm curious what y'all feel like y'all's picks are going to be or what y'all feel like the picks are going to be if you had to pick something. A couple other players. There's two other players I'm kind of interested to see where they fall or if they go higher than expected. And that is Bol Bol, being Manute Bol, NBA center way back in the day. His son, Bol Bol, I'm curious to see where he ends up landing. And then a guy, I think he's 7'6", and he played, I don't know where he played at. His name is Taco Falls, or I could be saying his name wrong, but I know his first name is Taco, and I'm wondering where he ends up landing in the NBA draft. But that would be my mock draft for this year's, my top five picks. That would be my mock draft in the way I feel like the draft's going to go. But y'all make sure to tune into the draft. It's going to be an interesting one, one that could potentially go down in history. But I appreciate each and every one of y'all listening and tuning in to episode 12 of your Daily Sip of Sports. Thank y'all so very much for tuning in. Now, also, be on the watch, be on the lookout for another episode, episode 13. Be on the lookout. Thank y'all so much for listening. Hope y'all have a blessed day. God first, God bless.